This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You literally can't write this stuff. Like, I know you might think that this is fake right now, but it's not. This is my real life. And all I could think of as soon as this moment happened to me, Nudia was the first person I called. And I said, we have the best content for our podcast. Get ready for this.
No. Ugh. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
Ugh, what's going on? It's Heather Collins.
Hey, it's Nudia, and I'm doing way better than Heather. But we're both like super excited because we actually got like emails back from you guys.
And people are saying like, Heather, I'm really proud of you. This is good.
I know all of our friends are like, our friends and family are super supportive. That's why we have to watch what we say.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people, like, first off, perfect 10 listened to this. And I was like, did you figure out which person you are?
I'm going to say like three of the guys I talk about in this podcast listen to it. And I'm a little fucking worried. Because like now they're going to be like, oh, which one am I? Like I have guys saying like, who am I? And so I'm going to try to be like really vague. But
yeah, you know what? We gotta calm this down a little bit because people are starting to listen.
No, we have to amp it up now. It's like, honestly, we're just not going to be able to date at this point.
I'm pretty much going to be single for life.
I mean, yeah, especially right now, especially this episode.
This episode, if you weren't done with me, you're definitely done with me now. Before we get into any of all that, though, thank you again so much. Like Nudia said, we got emails. We're going to answer your questions because there's some really good ones. But first today, we are going to talk about catfishing on dating apps. I think guys' biggest catfish is girls being more overweight than what they really are. And I think girls' biggest catfishes, Nudia?
It's the height.
They lie about their height.
I can't stand it because if you say you're 6 foot, I'm wearing heels to this date. And then you walk up. There's nothing worse than walking up thinking you're going to greet a 6 foot tall man. And then he's like 5'9".
And then you're like either taller than him or the same height as him in heels.
Yeah. And I'm sure guys are listening. They're like, okay, but what if you're like thicker because you Photoshop your pictures? It's like, okay, I feel like guys at this point know that girls are going to be a little bit bigger than what they look like on Instagram.
Come on.
It's
now.
A given. It's a given, right?
Tune.
Yeah. It's like they're going to look a little like, I think one of my guy friends says he goes to a girl's ugliest picture, like most unattractive picture on her timeline, and he's like, okay, this is what she's gonna look like. That's really
determine what's the ugliest.
That's literally like the picture like she looks the least good in. And like some of my guy friends, they go to like her least attractive picture and they'll like that one. Like they'll only like that picture. Like not her like thirst trap ones.
Oh my God. That's actually pretty funny to do it like that. Okay, so the reason why we're bringing this up, because last time we talked, Nudia mentioned that we did an episode where it was, I brought in a dude that I never met before, but we were talking on the dating app and he was cool. But again, I was looking at his pictures and I was like, like I can't tell if he's cute or not. Like I'm not 100% sure about it. But then everything was solidified when he finally walked into the studio and he wasn't 6 foot, Nudia.
Oh my gosh. And the funny thing is that he wasn't even close. Like, you know, it's different if you're like a little bit close. But
if you're sitting at a nice 5'11", okay, you maybe could pass for it. But if I'm sitting next to you, this is how I knew. So we have windows in the studios and I looked in the window and we were standing next to each other. And I'm like, that guy's the same height as me. Like in the window, he's the same height as me.
Oh, you could see the reflection.
I could see a reflection, yeah. And see that he was the same height as me. So we're going to play a clip of Nudia making it even awkward for me.
Well, no. She brought him in for the show. This was a long time ago, by the way, because we've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah, this was like, what, according to this, this was in November.
So Heather thought it'd be a great idea. What if I bring a guy and we meet for the first time on the mic, podcast? And it was amazingly horrible.
All right. Listen to how awkward Nudia makes this. So I met Devin on what, Hinge?
Yes. To kind of connect.
So specifically, hold on. What is Heather's profile like?
Yeah, pull mine up.
Do you remember why you, because you do you swipe on
him? I know why he swiped on me. Well, I know exactly why he swiped on me.
Why? Heather, shush.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn off your mic, Heather.
Why did you swipe on Heather?
She has very pretty eyes. I'm a sucker for eyes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for eyes.
She's hiding herself currently for everyone that cannot see her.
I'm gonna walk out while we say.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. If you want to walk out,
compliments happen. I can't be here.
And we could. Well, it's just gonna get worse at this point.
I know.
I think. Okay. So the eyes. What do people say? The eyes are the key
windows
to your
in your soul.
Oh, windows. Okay.
Yeah, like she's got these like super bright eyes in this picture, or she's just really good at Photoshop. I don't know.
I don't Photoshop my eyes.
Heather, do you Photoshop your eyes?
I Photoshop the heck out of my eyes now.
Oh, do you really?
In Facetune, there's a feature called Detail, which makes your eyes like more like vivid. It like pops them out. Little pro tip for you. I definitely vivid my eyes out.
Well, you know, my eyes are dark brown, so it's just like, I don't know
you're
what
gonna
you're
going to
get.
Darker brown.
I was like, you're not going to get anything out of my eyes.
If I vivid them on Facetune, what happens is you could see like the like green.
Iris.
Yeah, you can see it better.
Stuff.
Yeah, so I definitely.
And look, when I tell you guys this guy, I'm
he
just
was
like,
so sweet.
Oh
he
my
really
gosh.
Was.
But he was so unattractive. Like,
it's no, stop
he
it.
He did not. He
his
dressed
swag was
horrible.
Off.
He dressed horrible.
Was off.
He lied about
but
his
this
height.
This is not a hate on the Guys I Date podcast. We're not going to hate on their style. Some of them are just real bad. But
I just think you need to have higher
standards. We're never doing
you
that
need to
again.
Have higher standards.
Well, first off, we're never doing that again. I'll bring on dudes I know or have dated, but we're not doing that ever again. Sorry, guys. Just right now.
I mean, it was a great experience, but we sat for like an hour talking.
An hour. Maybe
that
one day we'll like
an hour long.
We can release just the whole thing if someone really wants to hear the garbage that we talked. It was
oh, yeah,
not
when we
structured.
Hit like a million subscribers, we're gonna be like, you guys, let's time travel. Like
let's time travel.
Blast from the past episode, really quick for you guys.
No, but back to the whole catfishing thing, and then you know I was having a conversation with one of my friends. Where I showed him a Facetune picture. Like I took a photo of me and I Facetune it. And I'll be honest, I don't Facetune like a lot, but I'll definitely go in. And if I like have a pimple on my face, I'm going to take it off. If I, you know, want to make my eyeliner look blacker, I'll make my eyeliner look blacker, but I'm not sitting in there where it's like unrecognizably me. And you know what, just for, you know, shits and giggles, I'm going to post a picture of a before and after Photoshop picture on our Instagram at Confessions of a Dating App. So you could see what I'm talking about. It's not crazy, but it's enough to make the photo sparkle more. But guys don't like that. Guys have now picked up on which photos are very filtered and which ones aren't.
Well, yeah, they know the Snapchat filters now. They're starting to get smart.
Yeah, and I will say this. My guy friend did say, if I see a dating profile where the girl has the puppy dog ears. He goes, this is the best line I've ever heard. I'm not trying to date a dog. I'm trying to date a human. And I was like, oh, so don't use the Snapchat filters. Guys know about them, girls. They
I
know
mean,
about them.
Yeah. We're already past that point. But I feel like both parties should know that people are going to look a little bit more different than their pictures. Like,
100%.
Like people use old, you'll see that people use such grainy old pictures from high school or something.
Someone did that to me where they had super old photos and looked nothing like that. They were like 20 pounds lighter and they are actually cuter now than they were in their old pictures. But I was like, why would you use such old photos?
Yeah. Why would you do that to yourself? I don't know.
Just moral of the story. Don't catfish because you're going to end up meeting that person and they're going to be disappointed when they meet the real you and you look nothing like.
Yeah. But all your pictures are very glamorous too, though.
Yeah, but ever since I put those glamour shots up, I've been getting more dudes in my DMs.
You have. But, I mean, you do look like that when you make yourself up, but you're not walking around the radio station, you know, in, like, heels all day. So,
oh, no.
There's a little bit of a difference, you know?
Oh, 100%.
I feel like everyone's always going to fluff up their profile.
100%. So, one of the cool things is that we're starting to get, and I'm really excited about this, listener emails. And this is what one girl said. I said I wouldn't call her out, but... This is what she said. So my biggest pet peeve is that guys don't even want to date to see if there's a possibility of being something more. They just want to hit it and quit it. Can't we just go out and see if there's anything more than just sex? I haven't had a relationship for 4 years, and all the guys I've talked to since are pretty straightforward about what they want, and a relationship is not any of it. Not any of it.
Okay. They don't want it.
Okay.
I can't understand that. I feel bad. I know exactly what she's saying.
You know what? The problem is with dating apps, and we discussed this on last episode, is there's too many options out here. You know, if a guy really wants to just hit it and quit it, they really can out here. It's very easy because girls are in and out of the city all the time. Maybe during this pandemic, it's been a little bit harder for guys to be able to do that because there's not so many options coming in and out of the city like there used to be. But, you know, for the longest time, I sat here and, you know, we started this first episode, Nudia. On the first episode, I was like, I want a boyfriend. Nudia wants to have fun.
Yeah.
I've kind of switched my mindset because I just feel like it's not going to happen.
But that's because you really wanted a boyfriend because you were seeing someone that you thought had potential. You know, you were seeing someone that you really liked. And I remember after we recorded the first episode, you're like, I might get into a relationship, but we could still make the podcast work.
Oh, yeah.
And then, the shit show had started.
You know what sucks, though? And I'm going to get kind of personal and emotional for a minute. What sucks is when you meet someone and they're really cool and you get along really well and you seem like you guys could be best friends and just add that little spice in there of like hooking up and being able to date and like, you know, whatever. That when you meet someone like that, it really puts you in the mindset of like, I could date this person and be happy. And then your mindset kind of switches. And so I've realized that, yeah, I really like that guy. I might even say who it is because I don't even want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I really liked that guy. And it really hurt me, all the things that happened to lead up to this moment now, because I just felt like I got played and he was never honest with me.
But I feel like in the beginning I don't want to say this to girls, like that after a first date, can't be like, oh my gosh, like it's the one. You can't get your hopes up too quick, you know?
Yeah,
and I feel like you got your hopes up quick and he just kept like letting you down like every chance he got.
Oh yeah. But you know what? Like, I don't know, man. I think also guys are super, super, super picky now, and one little thing can turn them off.
Well, because again, like we said, then all they have to do when they get mad at you. I've seen it with one of my guy friends who found me on a dating app. And I was like, you have a girlfriend right now. He's like, no, we got in a fight. And we're like, we're not together. And then the next week they got.
They're two timing.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like literally when guys get mad at the girl they're talking to or their girlfriend and they take a break, they go straight to the apps and they start looking for something new. What else is out there? You know,
and it's like you don't even want to try to fix it. You don't even want to see like if there's anything to make it better. I don't know. Like, you know what? You're very right on that, because I do have a guy friend who does do that. When things go sour with the girl he's with,
he's back on the apps.
Instantly back on the app.
Yes.
And I'm like, you look crazy, by the way, when you delete your profile and then re-add it every couple of weeks. Because those girls that already matched you before and then you deleted them are now seeing you again. And they're like, what the heck? Because they obviously know that you just went from XYZ to XYZ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm at a point now, Nudia, and I'll just be honest with all of you. We had a scratch episode too because of drama. And it just didn't sound right. And so we're going back and I'm retelling these stories. And now that I'm sitting here, you know, 2 weeks later, I'm like, it's kind of heartbreaking, man. Like you start to like really like someone and then it goes to crap and you realize that it meant nothing at all. And you made up scenarios in your head. And I think, honestly, Nudia, I think I'm done dating for a hot minute. I'm done.
You
go buy myself a solid toy,
Heather,
and stay home.
If I had a dollar for every time you said
because
that.
Because every once in a while, a guy will come up and give me interest. And I'm like, oh, I he's cool.
No, but
and then they let me down.
No, I feel like you love putting yourself through the like drama washer machine, though. Because if you think about it, Heather and I recently started getting close. But when I first started working here, you were going through and I didn't really know who you were when you'd go into someone else's studio and you'd unleash your drama. And it was like, you're always just putting yourself with a guy that doesn't treat you right. And just, you like the abuse.
I try to change them I don't know. The tactic that I'm using nowadays is not working. The tactic I'm using is I just want to be your friend and let's see how it goes. And then when I just want to be their friend and they don't try to do anything with me, I get upset. Because I'm like, why aren't you trying to do anything with me?
But it's like literally, you know, I think on the last episode we mentioned what's cute and I really kind of liked him and I said I was going to like ask him out, right? So I asked him like if he wanted to come hang out. He's like, "Oh, I'm working, rain check," right? I go to lunch with my parents like on a Friday and we were just supposed to have lunch. We end up being there for 5 hours getting lit at this restaurant, right? And then all of a sudden I see what's cute.
He's Did you know working. He worked there?
No clue he worked there.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, he's working. And so like we were kind of like looking at each other, but of course he has like a mask and I was just like, I don't know if like he's smiling. You can't really like tell, right? And so I think he passes by, we see each other and then he waves and I wave back, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. Like whatever, we said hi. And then when we were leaving, we were getting to-go cups. So I asked him like for some to-go cups. I was like, hey, but I didn't know. I didn't want to get too close to him because of the social distance. I was just like, is it rude? And so he gave me the cups and then we left and I didn't hear anything from him. Now, again, I was just supposed to meet my parents for lunch. So I didn't really look that great. I looked like kind of like I was going to the gym, but my hair was done and like how I look now, yeah. Basically. And so I just look like whatever. And I'm just like, oh, maybe he didn't like recognize me because my profile, like I look so different. I'm more glammed up in my pictures. Maybe he didn't recognize me. Maybe he's just like, who's this weird girl that like waved at me? And so I didn't hear anything from him. And I'm just like, look, if a guy's interested in you, like right away, he would have been like, oh, it was good seeing you tonight. You know, like, oh, cool. Like, cool seeing you. Like, are you stalking me at work or something? And then so I think a couple of days later, I replied to something he posted. And I was like, by the way, it was good seeing you. I was like, oh, just in case he hadn't recognized me. And then he was like, yeah, it was good seeing you too. I was like,
he cut cool, that off
not
right
interested.
Away.
But it's just like, look, if someone's not interested, I could have kept trying for that. But I'm just asking for the same cycle of abuse. If a man isn't interested in you in the beginning and he's not chasing you in the beginning,
he's not going to in the end.
You know, and it's just like it's not meant.
I think that it's very hard for me to meet someone and click with them. It's very hard. I'm very picky. So when I find someone like, and you could be ugly as crap, but if I have this connection with you, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's very hard. I'm not saying that the guys that I have connections with are ugly as crap, by the way.
Yeah, but they are though. You guys are all ugly. All of you listening, because they all listen. You guys are ugly.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It really bummed me out when one of them goes away, and it's very hard for me to like a guy. Side note, I think it's time to get in the drama. I was going to hang out with Perfect 10. I had a really bad work week and I was like, hey, what are you doing Thursday night? Do you want to go have a drink? I need some time. I need to just vent. He goes, yeah, let's do it. I never go to this bar and I'll never go there again. But
because you show up.
Because I show up. So he tells me, get there a little early, take a shot, have some fun. I'll be there in a minute. I need you to a little saucy so you could spill your guts. I get there. I notice in the parking lot that there is a vehicle of the guy that I am talking to. I pull up, I text the dude. I said, hey, where are you right now? Are you at said bar? And I go, are you on a date? And he goes, yeah, don't come in. And I was like,
and you know what Heather does? She walked in with Perfect 10.
Yeah, so
you guys
were
ready to go.
I call Perfect 10 and I go, hey, this just happened. What are we going to do? Are we leaving? We going in? He goes, no, we're going in. We're going to hold hands. We're going to be together. You're on a date now. And I'm like, well, I already kind of ruined it because I already told the guy that I was here coming here with a friend, but whatever. So I walk in, me and Perfect 10 walk in, we go to the bar, I see him, we lock eyes, and I'm like, God dang it. And we sit at the bar, and I'm shaking, I'm upset, and I look at the girl, and I can't tell if she's cute or not, but at that moment in time, I'm just like, I feel foolish, I feel dumb. I feel like,
but why?
I thought, like, because I felt like, oh, like, we had some good banter, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then just to see him on another date, I was very damn, this sucks. And I know that you're going to sit here and be like, oh, but Perfect 10 is like so hot too. It didn't matter. I liked that guy. I liked him. I really did. So when that happened, I was very upset. He ended up texting me while he was on his date, like, I feel your laser beams. And I'm like, oh, just please leave at this point. Like, I just want you to go. Anyway, he finally left. I didn't talk to him for a good week before we finally like reached out and talked again. It was just like, hey, let's just be friends. But that night turned into a shit show. I sat there taking doubles of Jack and Coke for about 2 hours at the
Heather
bar.
Heather got Liddy.
I got Liddy. Me and Perfect 10 ended up going back to his house and like hanging out. And I just like spilled my guts to him and had a great night just being dumb. And
making out. You guys made out. Like I said last week, you should. But you felt so good the next day that I think you should have left that guy alone. Like, again, not Perfect 10, the other guy you really liked at the bar. You should have just left him alone after that. Because I remember the next morning, you felt like a freaking the woman. You're like, I turned a shitty situation
because
and like had fun.
Because I think at that moment, I was like, okay, I might not. In my mind, this is going to sound so stupid, but in my mind, I go, okay, I didn't get Perfect 10. Or I didn't get Perfect 10. I didn't get him, but at least I got to like hang out with Perfect 10 all night and like kiss him. Like, that's cool. And I just felt like so empowered and like, okay, everything happens for a reason. I probably wouldn't have kissed Perfect 10 if this didn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So cool. Mind you, nothing has happened between Perfect 10 and I since then. And I'm okay with it. Like, I feel like I needed that little burst of like confidence to really help me in the next coming weeks. But you
decided to go back to the like the shit storm, you know?
I know. And again,
when you're feeling good, and that's the thing about you, Heather, like when you're feeling good, you just like go back to like some bad like behavior or like something bad. You go back to the guy, you know?
Can I just say, I think this podcast is going to make me grow in relationships, because as I'm sitting here and you're yelling at me about this, about stupid I am right now, it's making me go, you know what? You're right. If someone's going to sit here and play games with me. And this is the last time I'm talking about this guy. I'm done after this, I promise. But I'm going to say, this episode was recorded, you know, or this happened a couple weeks ago. And we hung out the other night. And again, nothing has happened between us. And I feel like I'm throwing myself on him and getting constantly rejected. So at this point, if we ever do become friends, it's just going to be friends. Because at this point,
but don't
I can't.
Not even people listening would be like, friends? Like, what? You need another friend. You have enough friends. We don't need more friends.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've always told you this, the goal of like a person is like when they're on these dating apps is not to find a new friend. You know, like maybe I'll make a really great friend out of this person.
You know what? Maybe I just, you know what the problem is? Maybe I'm just so used to guys on dating apps being like, I just want to hook up. I just want to hook up. That I'm finally in that mindset where I'm just like, I just want to hook up. I just want to hook up. And maybe this was not the guy that I should have tried to pounce on with my let's just hook up comments.
But you weren't trying to hook up in the beginning. You're
trying
to date.
No, I was. I was trying to date.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other day he did say something to me like, oh, yeah, I'm on these dating apps, but I'm not looking for anything serious. And I'm like, okay, if you're not trying to get anything serious, but you're obviously not trying to hook up either. Obviously, I'm just too unattractive for you to even do anything with.
But here's the thing, because this is the way that I feel. It's not you don't take anything seriously unless there's something about that person that changes the spark in you. You know, because that's a thing, like that's how me and a lot of other people feel on these apps where we're like, we're not going to take this shit seriously until you give us a reason to, you know, until you.
But why do they have to have all the power?
Because you're the one throwing yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So you automatically give him the power. If you change
the
game.
Okay, go.
You would have had the power if he, but he has rejected you multiple times.
Yeah. So
it's like
point,
any guy listening is probably like, what the fuck?
Any guy that's listening right now who listening to this podcast is probably like, why is Heather letting these guys treat her like that? Like, she's got thousands of them on her comment section that want her. And she's just, I don't know, man. You got to have
you
connection
like
with
the
me.
Abuse sometimes. I think there's something
maybe
about you
like
that likes
abuse.
The abuse.
Well, either way. We're done with
finally
that chapter has closed. Woo! But while we're sitting here recording this, I'm getting a text message from, we got to name him something different, by the way. We got to name him something different. Let's just say
who?
The OG. You know who I'm talking about?
People are gonna know. People
okay,
are gonna know.
We're gonna call him the OG.
You should have called him the OG in the beginning if you really didn't
okay,
want people
well,
to know.
Well, guess what, we're round two.
Okay,
episode
the
two
the
OG. OG just texted me and said his ex posted about our podcast on her Snapchat.
Hold on, what?
Yes.
No, hold on.
He goes, she posted about it on her Snapchat. I go, wait, what? And he goes, she posted, I can't wait to find out more stories on these podcasts. Keep finding podcasts spilling tea on people. So this girl is listening to us. So So, girl, let me tell you something. If you want to be friends, we can be friends. If you want to know
Heather. See, you. This is where I'm going to stop you. You're always trying to make friends. Leave it alone. You're always trying to. This is too messy. This is. You're getting too messy. No, if you're listening, little girl, no. We're not going to be friends. You're going to leave her the fuck alone and let her deal with her mess with OG.
Okay, they've been broken up for like 2 weeks now. 2 weeks and she's still stalking him?
Oh, that's great.
That's great content, girl.
Oh my god.
Keep
gosh.
Posting on your Snapchat that you're listening.
I know, promote us.
Girl, we're already got drama.
we got brand ambassadors out here already. I see her.
I can't even right now. He doesn't realize what a perfect timing him texting me that is.
While we're recording.
Oh my god, my heart right now.
You know, here's the thing, though, is that, like, I feel all the guys you date probably hate me because I talk so much shit about them.
You know what, though? They don't treat me right.
They don't.
Treat me right.
They don't. But you still keep them around. Do you know what I'm saying?
So what do you want me to do?
I told you.
Do you want me to delete everyone in my phone?
I told you to clear your roster. And bring in the new batch. That's what I said.
What new batch? I don't want to go on dates. It's too much work.
Just talk to people. Quarantine's a great excuse. We're going back to phase one soon. So it's back to like, I'm a little scared. You know what?
We couldn't have put this podcast out at a better time because everyone's about to be real bored again.
I know. They're like, oh, we're going to listen to this shit show right here.
I can't even right now. But yes, thank you to the haters of the world who are now listening to our podcast.
I know. Listen,
just an extra follow and an extra download.
Could
us.
You listen like 10 times at least if you hate us that much? Like,
you just know she's going to play for all her friends. So we're going to get the downloads.
You know what? The thing, too, is that I am, you know, have kind of been hanging out with some guys that may or may not have girlfriends.
I know better not to hang out with girls with boyfriends. No.
You know, I listened to that song. I didn't like it, by the way.
I know you wouldn't.
But I you know what's so funny? Has this ever happened to you? The guy I was kind of, you know, like hooking up with in the past and we're still cool. When I found out he had a girlfriend, tattoo guy.
Okay.
I found out he had a girlfriend. I found her profile. Do you want to know how I found it?
This is
some OG Heather detective work.
Oh,
okay.
Next ladies. Episode three. Heather's detective work. How Heather finds out these guys are cheating on her. Okay, go ahead.
So when I found out he had a girlfriend, I'm like, shit, he doesn't post anything. How am I going to know? Right? I went to fucking Venmo. Venmo.
No!
Yes. Yes!
Venmo!
Yes!
That's
yes!
a new way of stalking. Nudia!
Girl.
Girl,
if you
want to
find. Yes, I know! Because that's the only like way I could find out. He's so like, he's so very scarce on social media.
Wow.
And so I went to Venmo.
Oh my God.
I saw that they are giving each other money for groceries. For fucking water.
So you saw her name.
For going to eat bagels. I was like, we've never eaten bagels, you know? Like, I started getting pissed. And then I saw her name. So I went to his Instagram.
And found her.
And went to who he's following. And hers came right up. So I looked at the profile. I was like, hee, right? Like, all like, you know, I'm shaking and shit because I'm excited. And I'm just like taking, like, everything's like, you know, like every picture is like a snort of like cocaine. You're just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
This is the drama I need in life.
Yeah. So I saw that she was cute. And I was like, okay, is that, I mean, you know, she isn't me, but I thought she was cute. So then I told my other girlfriend that I found her because we were both wondering who she was. So I told my girlfriend's like, oh, show me. Tell me why 2 days later when I went to go show my girlfriend her profile. Dun, 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 dun. I was blocked.
Find out that you.
I have no fucking clue.
Wait, do those apps really work? Hang on. This is a serious conversation. Do those apps really work? That, like, you know how, like, those apps, like, see who's stalking you?
I fucking hope not.
Okay, well, did you watch her stories or anything? Okay, because here's the thing. Nudia just spit her water out. Nudia's like, I'm not that amateur, Heather. Amateur hour is not a thing, Heather. You got to make a Finsta, and we'll talk about Finstas in the next episode.
Okay.
But that's how I stalk these girls to find out if they're really hanging out with the guy that, you know what I mean? Like,
But here's the thing. I'm not that invested. I'm not going to go that deep into it to make a fake account.
Oh,
but I would. And I was just, we know Heather. But here's the thing is that I was just like, I just wanted to see how she looked. But I was like, thinking, I was like, did I click on something? I don't
did
remember
you like
clicking.
Something?
No, because you
What's,
know.
Wait, hang on. What's his? We'll search after.
Yes, after. Okay. So hers didn't come up, and I was like, oh, maybe she like deactivated her account. So I go in through the radio account, right? Or no, I do it through her phone, I think.
That's what you did. You went through the radio account. The radio account gets you in trouble, girl. You cannot be using any of the radio accounts to stalk.
I did it. I didn't go through the radio account. I went through her phone because we were next to each other.
Okay, gotcha.
I got her phone, and I found, and I saw that the profile was there.
Girl, hang on. Wait. Nudia, if you're friends with your friend, okay, if this girl doesn't have a lot of followers on Instagram, let me just tell you this right now. If this girl doesn't have a lot of followers on Instagram, and she sees that there's someone following, watching her stuff on Instagram, and she clicks that person and then sees that you're in there, that's how you got blocked,
but
girl.
No, I didn't watch her story or anything. Oh, okay. I'm not that fucking stupid.
Okay.
I just saw her pictures, and it was quick because I'm always scared I'm going to do something stupid, right? So it's quick, saw her pictures, and then fucking went on with my fucking day, right? I don't know what happened. And then, you know, I was just shocked that I got blocked. I'm like, how did I get found out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then a couple weeks later, he's talking to me, and we're at the same venue. We're at the same, like club. And he's like, you know what? One of my friends just moved into town. I'm letting her crash with me for a little bit. And she doesn't know anyone out here. So I'd really love it if you could hang out with her.
And did you say what's her name?
No, but I'm like, you're fucking lying to me. And I don't fucking appreciate it.
Well, maybe it wasn't a lie, because maybe that's why she was buying
groceries.
No, okay.
I know that that's a lie. That's his girlfriend. Okay. And so I'm not Heather Collins. So I was like, yeah, I'll try. And they never fucking followed through, because I'm not about to get myself absorbed into some fucking weird ass shit show. But I was talking to, I went to one of my best guy friends about the situation. Okay. And he was like, oh, they've had fights about you. I was like, what? He's like,
oh, me and OG have had fights about that girl that's stalking our podcast.
Oh, okay. So my OG, okay, you know, we'll know who
OGs and OGs. Okay.
Right.
OGs.
So my OG is like, I've had so many fucking fights with girls about you, like girls that I was dating, okay, girls that I was seeing.
You know what? Next episode, I'm writing this down right now. Next episode, we are talking about, I don't know why I'm writing when I have a computer right in front of me to just type it. We're talking about being the best girlfriend.
But our situation's different, because we're the best girlfriend that used to date them. And
you used to date him too.
Yes.
So we both did.
Yes. But I'm saying it's different, though, if we were just girlfriends and nothing happened. If we were the best girlfriend.
Okay, but
and nothing happened.
We can still bring this up. It's important.
We can still. It's a little weird, though.
I just feel like next episode, I feel like the episodes just keep getting better and better, and drama and drama and more drama and more drama. And
it's messy.
I'm feeding. I'm itching. I'm like, give me more.
I hope that our listeners are thinking the same thing, too. So,
yeah, please let us know if you got questions. If you want to, like, even just email us at confesstouspodcast, just asking questions about certain things we've talked about, we'll tell you the truth in an email.
Yeah, you know, if you want to email us and let us know how dumb you think Heather's been with these dumb
boys,
dudes, you could do that too.
Go for the gold. Go for the gold. If you are a girl and you are stalking our podcast for content, girl, add us on Instagram and subscribe so you can get all the drama every week.
I feel like our guy friends are going to fucking hate us after this.
I feel like I'm going to lose Perfect 10. I'm going to lose OG. OG's already mad I called him by his first name the first episode.
I told you not to do that. I told you not to
mad.
Do it.
Oh, the other Mr. Halloween, he's pissed too.
Oh,
they're all
did we
mad
mention
at me,
Mr.
Right?
Halloween?
We mentioned Halloween in the first episode. They're all mad. They're all mad right now. All of them.
All mine are okay with it, I think, but.
Anyway, keep following on Confessions of a Dating App on Instagram. We have a Facebook page now, Confessions of a Dating App. Our Twitter is like all the first letters of Confessions of a Dating
what
App.
What is the acronym?
Podcast. It's Confessions of a D-A Podcast.
CODA.
CODA. It's CODA
podcast. CODA podcast.
Yeah, go check all that out and wait till next week because it's so good. I love this. I just want to put all the episodes out now. Just fill the drama.
Stick around. Okay. Bye.
I need to calm down now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.